Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
I was thinking about a song the other day that my mum used to whistle at home all the time.
Yeah.
Because I was with my mum the other day. Do you remember that song? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster
like a roller coaster.
Who sang that?
What comes to my head?
Every day it's a getting. It's a very 60s song, wasn't it?
What comes to my head is the Everly Brothers, but I don't know if that's correct.
Maybe someone can put on the comments here and let us know who sang that song, apart from me, just now. Oh, hang on.
Buddy Holly.
Shit.
There you go. I was totally wrong.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
Yes.
You don't even know the names of the songs when you
sing
them.
What was the song called?
Every Day.
Right.
Every Day.
Yeah.
Every day. I used to like the Everly Brothers.
Did he die in an aeroplane crash?
That's what American Pie was all about. Well, no, not American Pie. No.
American Pie drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. What's a levee? The good old
Jeez, was it American Pie?
No, American Pie was a movie, wasn't it?
No, yeah,
where
it was, but it wasn't.
The guy makes love to a pie. Wasn't that the movie?
Yes, that was the movie. But now I'm trying to remember if American Pie was the song about Buddy Holly dying. There was a song about Buddy Holly dying. Now I've...
But I miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee. What is a levee? Does anybody know what a levee is?
Doesn't matter.
What's a levee? Drive my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. I don't know what a
Neither
levee is.
Neither do I.
Is a levee a dam? Is it? Shit, there you go. Anyway, it must be boring the crap out of everybody. Go on, tell us. What are we talking about? So he died in an airplane crash, didn't he?
Buddy Holly did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now, you know how you know things and then when somebody challenges you, like, do I actually know that or does it? Yeah. But I'm pretty sure there was a song about it and I think it was American Pie.
Seemingly when people are in those traumatic events.
The day the music died, it was. Bye-bye. The music died was Buddy Holly.
Was
pretty
it?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
So I think we're going to have our reviewers check it out for us. Anyway, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about plane crashes and getting to where you want to get to.
Actually,
no, we're not talking about where you want to get. I'm just trying to segue in because seemingly you have a problem with some of my fucking segues.
Sometimes you're talking about one thing and I don't see the connection between you going from one topic to another topic. And I'm sure it's there, but... Yeah. I'm not necessarily
I don't care whether it's there for you as long as it's there for me.
That's
all I give a shit about.
But it does segue in because we were talking about the book Atomic Habits and planes and stuff like that, but we probably have to get around to getting to that point.
Yeah, do we? All right. Okay. Then off you go. How do we get around to getting
Well,
to that
I'll tell
point?
You how we'll get around to getting to that point.
Great.
We've really been talking a lot about the difference in having a plan for ourselves or life or whatever and using tactics to get to that outcome.
So we have to acknowledge someone here is the great Mike Johnson talking to us about that because he fucking did a really good job.
I'm in the middle of freaking talking,
I'm just saying,
dude.
We got to get, you know, big shout out. He helped us to understand that, which was great. Anyway, go on.
Tactics
or
strategy to get to an outcome.
Yeah.
And in essence... Mm-hmm. This is very similar to what we talk about, what we've always been talking about in terms of long-term and short-term goals.
Yeah.
But I thought it would be good for us to just have a bit of a chat about that.
So tactics is kind of like, just so people understand, tactics is kind of like hustling. You know, you hustle, you come up with an idea to be able to get out of a situation. And some people are very tactical. Like Lexi's really tactical. I'm very tactical. I can come up with a hustle of how to do things and how to get us. And then I think you're more the systems person because you'll come in and go, oh yeah, we can do that. But to do that, we have to do this and this and this and this and this. And we have to follow a system. And I think that tactics, I'll give you an example of tactics. I spoke about this. this the other day where I had young Lexi wanted to, you know, we saw a cot, we get a hold of the cot for nothing, then we jump onto Facebook and we market the cot and we sell the cot, and then she pockets the cash, so she's picking up something for nothing, selling it on Facebook,
giving a portion of it away,
following the system. But so Lexi's good at drumming up those little tactics. Hey, Dad, if we do this, can we do that? Hey, Dad, if we get this, can we do this? So that's what tactics are. It's a real
tactical
way of...
It's a very short term, I'm going to solve the problem now kind of approach to moving forward. Right. Yeah. So that can be in any situation. It can be in a game, it can be in a sport, it can be in business, it can be with your money.
Yeah.
Like, for example, money is a really good one, because money people understand, but we can probably give some different analogies. But in terms of money, when you have let's say you're a massage therapist and you want to make more money. Well, a tactic to do that would be to go and do more massages, because you know that if you can, if you're working, you know, one day a week, right, and you're getting in six massages, then you could do another day a week and you could get 12 massages, and that would be a tactic, you know.
And I think it's important to point out there that that's not sustainable.
Well, that's the problem with tactics, because as soon as a tactic becomes, as soon as you have a problem and you are a tactical thinker, what ends up happening is that your first port of call is that you will say, okay, well, now I have to work harder.
Yeah.
That means I've got another problem up myself. Okay, well, now I have to work 3 days, or now I have to work 4 days. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to push the scenario harder. Mm-hmm. It might also be that you might just try and raise your prices, or you might – so you've got a particular – plan, and you keep using that plan over and over to see if it's going to get you another result. And perhaps it will get you another result, but it's a short term, and it's going to plug a problem, I suppose, short term.
I had a great example of, I had a young couple, I spoke about this the other day, young Stacey and Bo, come into me the other day. And Stacey had contacted me and said, look, we're starting a business up north. He's a heavy duty mechanic. Bo, lovely fella. You know, you can tell he's just a grafter, da-da-da-da-da. And I said to him, you know, how are you getting, it was funny, how are you getting your clients? And he goes, oh, everybody knows each other up there, mate. You know, we all like know each other. And I'm like, yeah. I said, so how are you getting your clients? He goes, well, we have this burnout group. And I'm like, what do you mean? You know, burnout in your cars, you go and do donuts in your car. So he said, I bought a car from Perth and put a new motor in it, and I bring it up, and we all have these donut competitions. And I'm like, really? And he goes, yes. But he said, all the guys from the other camps and all the other engineering companies come to this, and therefore I tell them I'm a heavy duty mechanic, and this is how I'm getting work. So that's a tactic. Do you know what I mean? Now, the key is to turn that. So in Bo's head, now, Stacey's different to Bo. Bo's hands-on. Stacey's a systems person. In Stacey's head, she had contacted me to say, look, we're starting a business. I don't want to get this wrong. I want to be able to build a big company, because I believe we can do that. But Bo, you know, he's the hands-on. He's the grease guy. He's the guy that's out there on these machines. So when I spoke to Bo, in Bo's head, he had to be on every job. You know, the only reason they got the work was because Bo turned up. The only reason that he got the contract was because Bo was going to run
So whenever you've got a tactic, it's like you've got you're
limited.
You've created a limitation for yourself at some level.
Yeah, you created a coffin within the company, because ultimately you're going to drive yourself into the ground. Now, if Bo keeps doing that, you know, he's never going to be able to hang out with his family. He's never going to be able to hang out with his kids. He's never going to be able to get off the tools, because people are not hiring his company. Even though he has a company, they're hiring Bo.
Yeah.
So a strategy then is, I was explaining to him, you know, Bo, you have to get into your head that you want to start the way you mean to end. A strategy is that, yes, you're able to drum up work that way, but when you're talking to the guys, you're able to say to them, look, I can come and work on that machine, but I got a guy that works with me that's better than me, that's going to do a better job, way more effective, it's going to save you money, and we can, you know, and we can talk from there. So that takes Bo off the tools. So now Bo's job is to find people that's better than him to be able to go and work And then he farms, he finds the work and farms it out to the guys. Now that's a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? Now, and it's sustainable and it's growable. But we can't reproduce Bo.
Well, the thing is that a strategy requires you to have a bigger picture point of view.
Yeah.
So while
well, a longer game, Mills.
Well, a bigger picture and yeah. longer game, because when you're thinking about the bigger picture, you have to think about the longer game, because you're not just thinking about right now. You have to think about the future. You have to think about the sustainability. You have to think about how things are going to play out long term. So. For us, like, we teach the wealth principles, and in teaching the wealth principles, it would be easy just to tell people, okay, you can earn more money, or you can feel like you're ahead because you save. But that's just one tactic. You have to have a calling or whatever, but that's just one tactic. It's not a whole thing. What we do is we teach the whole strategy, the whole mechanism, and how the whole thing works, so people understand that every element is a part of a bigger picture and a bigger element,
right.
So that you're not just focusing on one part or one small portion of a whole big strategy. If he's got an outcome that he wants to get to, that requires, you know, helping people in a big scheme, like in a big environment kind of thing, instead of just a small, I can help the people I know kind of thing. If he's got a bigger picture, then he has to come up with a different ideas that are bigger than just individual tactics.
That's right.
Because when you've got a strategy, instead of just using individual tactics, if one thing over here doesn't work, because you've got a plan and because you've got a purpose, you can implement something else to do the heavy lifting in some way. You know, you can change your behavior, you can change what you're doing, you can implement different other little tactics to help, because you've got a strategy in place, you know. So the strategy is important because it shows that you've got that big long-term thinking. And this is the problem with most people when they're handling their money, right? And I have some young people around me that are just learning about money. And one of the things that they want to do is they're like, oh, I have to save money, or if I get money for my birthday, then I'm going to have more money. Like, these are young teenagers, you know, or if I work extra hours, so they're trying to find clever little ways, but they're really tactical, they're really short term, might work in the short term, but they don't have an overall strategy, you know, they don't have an overall outcome that they want for themselves. So these things are so disconnected, and they end up being disingenuous, that they don't get them to the outcome that they're actually looking for, you know. And then it ends up burning them out. And this happens in businesses all the time. This happens
I was explaining it saying to these guys, like, and the beauty about it was that Bo got
it. They were listening, yeah.
And Bo got it. He was like, I said, Bo, what do you want to build? If you believe that you're the person to do this, you're just going to build a coffin. And he was like, what happens is you create a business and you work for that business, but you're the boss in the business. So now you're working for yourself. Understand? And you are your worst, you know, you got the worst boss, because you got the boss who is not strategizing things. Does that make sense? He hasn't got a strategy. So he was like, that just makes so much sense. So the strategy ultimately is you want to have the biggest heavy duty mechanic machine business up there, and plenty of guys working for you, so that you can get on the golf course, or if you want to go and work on the machines, you can. But you're not doing
business.
But you're not doing it because you have to. You're doing it because you love it. Because I could see the guy loves diesel and dirt, and that's what he loves, and diggers, because that's what they do. You can tell that that's his thing. But you can also tell that there's a part of him sees the guys that own the companies, that are out fishing, that are doing all those things up there, and he wants to be able to do that.
So just in terms of an individual, though, so someone without a business, how do you see that they play the game with in terms of tactics instead of strategy, like money, for example?
Well, I mean,
because money is a game. At the end of the day,
money is totally a game. Money
and how you play the games is how you play life, and how you're playing the game of money is how you're acting in life, right?
Yeah. So you play you watch your kids play games. How they behave in the game is exactly how they'll act in life.
Yeah.
So if Lola gets pissed off at her sister because her sister's winning, that's how she's going to act in life.
Yeah.
So it's like playing Monopoly. You have a strategy that you want to just go in and get all the cash. A tactic is to get all the cash. But a strategy is to own houses and hotels and charge rent, you know, because that's got longevity in it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So, but in a strategy, you have to have tactics.
Yeah.
So in the wealth principles, you've got to have a tactic.
You've got to have tactics because tactics help you to achieve the overall mm-hmm. outcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're not what you focus on along the way. You focus on the overall strategy. Here's the long term.
People are all running strategies in their everyday life.
True.
And they have tactics within the strategies. They believe that a lot of the time people have no idea of what their strategy is.
Let me correct you there. Clarify. They might be running strategies, right? But I think that the strategies they're running are subconscious.
Yeah, of course.
Because because people are using tactics rather than running a conscious strategy.
Yeah.
I think their subconscious strategy is based on their lineage, is based on what their parents did and their parents did before them, or trying to break through from that, maybe not quite knowing how, but trying to do better or get better, and they go, well, if Dad, you know, did it this way, I'm going to try it this way. But that's still tactical. The subconscious strategy is, I just want to do better than Dad. But that is not a strategic, like, clear vision with purpose and meaning that's driven.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about when we're talking about creating a strategy.
Yeah,
right?
But think about it. How many people, they're all running strategies. How many people are running strategies that are aligned with a destination that gives them the greatest outcome in their lives? Because we all want to get to the end and look back and know that we made this place better, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody does that. Now, a lot of people don't get that. It takes a long time for that to click for people.
That everyone wants
But as I watch the people around me get older and closer to that hole in the ground, every one of them are looking back on their lives, asking questions about whether they made, you know, their children better people, you know, whether their children are going to make the world a better place. We all innately, deep down inside of us, want to have that for the world. Mm. Everybody does.
Yeah.
But the question is, are people aware of their strategy? And a lot of the time they're not. Their strategy is, I get out of bed, I feed the kids, I go to work.
But they're tactics, dude, aren't they?
No.
That's based on a subconscious strategy, but it's still a tactic.
Yeah, of course. Well, but you can't have a strategy that doesn't have tactics in it.
Yeah.
But is your strategy, which is full of tactics, getting you to where you want to get to? But that starts with asking yourself, where is it you want to get to?
Mm.
How do you want to leave the world?
Mm.
How do you want to leave this place? What do you want to have seen? Where do you want to have traveled to? Who do you want to have hung out with?
Mm.
How, you know, what houses, parts of the world do you want to have lived in? What's wrong with asking those questions? They're very, very warranted questions that every human being should be asking themselves.
Mm.
Everybody.
Mm.
And then understanding that your tactics should be to get you to have those experiences in your life.
Mm.
But the problem is that, you know, I think a lot of people are really lulled to sleep in terms of that bigger game. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
They're just lulled to sleep with Facebook and the media and the news and
even just getting along using the same tactics that they've always used and hoping that if they put more effort into them, it's going to give them a different result.
Mm. Mm.
But realistically, I think that seeing the bigger picture and really getting clear about what the outcome is that you want to have for your life and how you want to you know, how you want to leave this world for you, for yourself, for your kids, whatever,
mm-hmm.
it really is for you, you know. Mm. I think that's what everybody asks themselves at some level. And I think sometimes, I know for me, especially in the past, it was easier to take the more comfortable route than it was to take the route where I was like, okay, no, I have to look at this.
But I mean, I think one of the reasons that people don't take the route is because they're afraid, right?
Yeah.
So if you know, people that sit at home afraid of life, right? I think one of the best antidotes is to walk outside and look around and smell the air and feel the ground and ask yourself, right in this very moment, is there actually anything to be afraid of? And I think that every time they will come up with no. And the first thing, if they, whatever they come up with that they're afraid of, they then have to ask themselves, is that theirs or is it someone else's? You understand? Is that someone else's fear?
Fear.
Or is that actually your fear? Is that somebody else telling you you should be afraid of this? Mm. Or is that actually your fear? Mm. Because when we stop in that moment and we breathe in the air and we look around and we put our feet on the ground and we ask ourselves, like, what is there to actually be afraid of? Mm. There's nothing to be afraid of.
I think that's why I love, you know, I love using games as an opportunity to help people to see what's actually going on.
Mm.
And that's why I love, well, all of our seminars do that.
Yeah.
Mastermind of Money is a great one, though, for understanding how that we play the game of money in our own lives.
Well, I mean, you look at what happens in that game. Like, that game just pops people. People just stop and go, holy shit, look at how I'm behaving. And this is just a game.
And the tactics that we're using, you know, and based on whose strategy, like, what tactics am I using?
But and then the other thing is how influenced by the outer world people are when it comes to their fucking strategy. It's like, it really sets people to sit on their ass. And after, I mean, every time we play that game, afterwards, shit becomes very real in that room.
Yeah.
You know, people sit there going, okay, you're right, I can see I'm doing this. Mm. I didn't even know I was doing this until you showed me that I was doing this. And I see now I'm running a strategy and I can see where this strategy is leading me, which is just to something I don't want to be. So what's the strategy I need to do? When you follow the wealth principles and you follow that strategy, you know, that strategy makes sure that you never have to worry about money again.
Yeah.
I say that to people and they think, what the fuck are you talking about?
Mm.
No. It actually leads you. If you follow it, you will never worry about money
and
again.
And I think that the key there is that the first thing you've got to do in order to understand your strategy, your tactics, etc., is to become aware of them.
Mm.
Make your subconscious strategy conscious. Understand what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that there leads in beautifully for you to be able to actually do something about it.
Yeah,
I think that's cool.
I just want to end on this, that if your strategy is leading you to fulfill and live your highest values, and that's ultimately your destination, daily, weekly, monthly, six-monthly, quarter, three-quarterly, yearly, if that's your daily destination and you have your eye on that prize all the time, you will not be afraid. There's no room for being afraid because you always know. Yeah. Everything is all about that moment.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going.
So it's also about being clear on the destination.
Yeah.
I like it. Started with Body Holly, ended up with our destination. We didn't end up talking about the plane. We'll talk about it another time.
Yeah.
Good job.
If you found this information inspiring, make sure you subscribe and tune in to the next Dorothy and the Dealer podcast.